Harry, welcome to La Mansión del Inglés. You're a retired man now, but you've had a very interesting and varied life. Tell us about some of the jobs you've had over the years.
I left school when I was 14 years old. That was in 1946. It was exactly 1 year after the Second World War. I started work as an electrician's apprentice, and after that I went into a selling career. I started selling in the famous Covent Garden Fruit Market in London. It was very different in those days. The market imported foreign fruits from all around the world. I left the market and joined a canned food company. They were, in fact, the largest packers of canned fruit and vegetables in the whole of Europe. They sold their products to large supermarkets in England. I was with them for 17 years. I then decided to leave and start up my own business. I bought a shop in Ilford, and we sold newspapers, cigarettes, sweets and chocolates. From there, after 5 years, we opened up a sandwich bar, which was right in the centre of London. We only had that for 2 years. From there, I decided to start up my own business in car hire. And it was really interesting. I drove many famous TV personalities. And from there, I went to the South African High Commission in London and was responsible for driving the High Commissioner.
Which job did you most enjoy, Harry?
I think possibly the last one, driving the High Commissioner, because it was very varied and it was different. The people I met were so interesting. For example, I drove Nelson Mandela when he came over on a state visit to England. I also drove many other important politicians, and during the time in High Commission, I met some very interesting people.
And which job did you hate the most, Harry?
I think possibly the one in my early life, for instance, the electrician's apprentice. I didn't enjoy that too much. When I first started selling, I didn't enjoy the job very much either. It was at the end of my working life, when I was driving and came into contact with the famous and interesting personalities, that I really enjoyed myself.
And finally, looking back on your working life, Harry, is there anything that you would change?
The one thing I would change, and it's a personal thing, and that is that I wish I had studied more at school. I wish I had improved my educational level. But there were reasons why I had to leave school at 14, and at the end, I suppose one must look back on their life and be thankful for what they've done and what they've achieved.